You're listening to SBS News.
Life on the urban fringe has proved tough for baby Duncan, a koala whose mother was killed in a suspected car strike. Hartley Head is a qualified wildlife carer with Fauna Rescue, who's been looking after the orphaned marsupial.
So they picked him up. His mother may have been hit by a car. We don't know the circumstances. We think there's a possibility that something like that happened because of his slight injury that he had to the right-hand side, his front leg and his hind leg.
Duncan was taken for treatment at Adelaide's Koala and Wildlife Hospital. Natasha May, the senior wildlife nurse there, says it's a common injury for Adelaide's koalas.
So we do see them for dogfight wounds, fractures from being hit by motor vehicles, and lots of different things like that.
Joanne Sloan is the hospital's manager. She says summer is an especially busy time.
So every time we either see large hot spells or large rains and winds, it definitely affects our wildlife. So last month we had a fair bit of that, but I think as well the increase in human activity in the summer months, so we're walking our dogs more, there's lots more building projects going on and things like that.
The hospital runs on donations and is staffed mainly by volunteers.
All right, Pumpkin. Hi, you are upset, aren't you? Just take it slow.
Only native animals are treated here, and there's plenty of them in the South Australian capital. The Adelaide Hills region has a sizeable koala population of about 100,000, and the population across South Australia as a whole is stable. They're so abundant in some areas, sterilisation has been used as a method of population control. But Joanne Sloan says it's not uncommon for koalas to get injured, especially where homes and highways encroach on their habitat.
I guess the reality is that we are living together. Most of the time it's us humans that are moving into the animal's habitat, and it doesn't always go well. So I guess we're trying to bridge that gap, for especially where it's human inflicted.
The hospital treats about 1,000 animals every year, and koalas account for about 20% of patients.
We're a big believer that we want to see wildlife getting the same level of care that any animal with a loving or paying owner would get.
Hartley Head says wildlife watchers should call the Fauna Rescue Service in their state if they see an animal needing help.
If it's been hit by a car, attacked by a dog, or looks unwell sitting at the base of a tree, is a good sign, especially in the summertime, that there's something not right.
Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.